The Guardian.
I also want to talk to you about the whole Jay-Z Glastonbury story. You performed at Glastonbury before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Why do you think there was such a fuss about Jay-Z being on the bill?
I don't think it's... small-mindedness. It's jealousy, and I think it's fair. But it's like ill-founded fear, because more than ever before, there's less urban or black music at these festivals anyway. So I don't know. I just think it was a shock. You know, Glastonbury are trying to move forward with their thinking, and it was just too much for our musical peers to handle. It's like, what? Hip-hop? On the main tent? As the main event? No way. But I wonder if they would have said the same thing if it was Eminem. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they would have said the same thing if it was Eminem?
I wonder. I don't know. I think maybe not. The festival land is a funny old place, man, because they... Is it Reading or was it Leeds that threw bottles at 50 Cent? A crazy bunch of people, man. Don't mess with those Guardian readers.
There was a point at which, if I'm right, where you stopped, or you deliberately sort of don't do a lot of bling stuff in your music.
Bling?
Yeah.
No, man, I do bling. I'm about bling, but bling from within, you know. Bling from your heart and soul, you know. But I've got a few diamond rings in my jewelry box, you know. I don't mind wearing big chains and stuff. You know, I'm definitely not anti-bling. I'm definitely about celebrating the good fortune that music has provided me with, you know, and being an example of someone that has done it a legal and a righteous way.
You said, like, some people thought you were having a really rough time and really traumatised at the end of listening to Awfully Deep. How will they be feeling at the end of this album?
At the end of this album? I don't know. I ain't got a clue, really.
What's the mood of the album?
It varies, man. It's out there, you know. It's on a tangent, you know. It's unselfconscious. It is what the title says. It is slime and the reason for the slime. It's slime and reason, you know. It's a play on the term rhyme and reason, but I've replaced the rhyme with slime because I wanted more to sonically kind of, I don't know, encapsulate like the beauty of things, of the words and the rhythm slipping around, rather than it being mathematically correct and sitting in one place, you know. For me, I was trying to do the sonic embedment of like a mud wrestle. You know, it just keeps slipping and changing, and the beauty is in where it slips, and that's the slime.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.